Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for January 23rd. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next couple weeks of the Gamers Inn content. First up, I want to thank our patrons. Thank you so much to our January patron, Will, for upgrading his Patreon pledge. And second, thank you to our February patron, Grant, who wrote in and said, "We love you guys, stay frosty, and keep up the great work." Thank you so much to all our patrons. We really appreciate all the support, and to our listeners as well. Every little bit helps, and it's always great hearing from everybody through Discord and Twitter and emails and all that stuff. So we really appreciate everyone's support. For the Gamers Inn, Jocelyn's going to be stepping away from the Gamers Inn for a few weeks. If you follow her on Twitter, you probably saw her note that she'll be stepping away from podcasting for a little bit. She's going to be focusing 100% of her energy on what is likely to be the last embryo transfer that they have available. So send your well wishes over Twitter or Discord or what have you. She will really appreciate that. And we will welcome her back when she is ready to return in a few weeks. And we look forward to the Sonic 2 movie commentary shortly after that happens. Quite the welcome back gift. I am looking forward to Sonic 2, but she is not. But what we are going to talk about for the next couple of weeks is, of course, Fire Emblem Engage. It's coming out this week, Friday the 20th, and I'll be picking it up, not surprising anyone there. And a lot of content will be centered around that game. I'm not going to lie, I'll be playing it quite a bit, and it takes me a while to get through these games, but we will do our best to have a varied amount of content over the next couple weeks. And I'll have my first impressions this week. And as I mentioned, Jocelyn will be off for a few weeks, so we have some guests. I think these are likely to happen. I mean, I don't want to say locked in, you know, how scheduling can go, but this week I'm planning to have Crofton on from Dungeons and Diapers. We're going to do a sort of 1.5 podcast, which will include sort of the Gamers Inn in its total, and then we'll record a small, we'll record additional content for Dungeons and Diapers. So that will be this coming week, the week of the 23rd, and the next week I've scheduled in Jim for the week of the 31st. He is also going to be playing Fire Emblem Engage, so I figured that would be a good opportunity to do a bit of a deeper dive into the game. Then we'll have like a week and a half playtime at that point. And then the week after that, I've booked in Travis for the week of February 7th. The idea behind booking Travis is that I think we're going to do our Elden Ring stream previous to that. So we'll talk about Elden Ring on that show. So that's my thinking. I have not set a date for that stream yet, but I'm thinking I'm setting myself a goal between now and the 7th of February. So I will announce dates both on the Gamers Inn and on Twitter. So look forward to that. And speaking of Extra Life, because that's where the Elden Ring stream is coming from, thanks to our lovely donors, I just want to thank everybody for supporting Extra Life in 2022. It was a really great year. We had a lot of fun. We raised a lot of funds for Sick Kids Foundation out of Toronto, and other team members raised funds for other Children's Miracle Network hospitals around the world. I think this year's Extra Life was a huge success, both for Extra Life and the Gamers Inn team. And we have two sort of perks, I guess, stemming from those donations. I did mention the Elden Ring stream, which we will be scheduling very soon. And of course, the Sonic 2 commentary that Jocelyn and I will be recording probably, I'd say March-ish, probably in that time frame, around the month of March. So yeah, look forward to that. And those will be available. Obviously, the Elden Ring stream will be on Twitch. Get all the links out there for you very soon. And the Sonic 2 commentary will be on the General Gamers Inn feed, so you won't miss it. Looking at Summoner's Call, we will have a Summoner's Call mini with first impressions for Fire Emblem Engage this week. So it is an off week for the show, but we wanted to have like a small podcast to kind of have on the feed for. You know, to capture Eddie and I's thoughts on the game, since it's out. It's crazy to think that there is a new mainline Fire Emblem game out. So really looking forward to all those conversations with Fire Emblem Engage. And then we will be back to our normal episode structure to discuss the newest Engage heroes to be added to Fire Emblem Heroes. So that'll be next week. And I think it's a safe bet that Engage will be making future appearances for the next little bit on Summoner's Call, since it is going to be a big thing for us. And we will try to keep the chat spoiler-free. But if we do go into spoiler territory, we will let you know. We'll mark it in the podcast. Don't worry about that. We will not be spoiling folks on Fire Emblem Engage unless we let you know ahead of time. So, again, very much looking forward to sinking my teeth into Fire Emblem Engage. Speaking of which, it is out as of the 20th of January. Also, Forspoken arrives on the 24th of January. The Dead Space remake closes out the month on January 27th. I think I'm going to check that one out through EA Play, either through the Play Trial or EA Play Pro. I got to look at the PC requirements because the Pro version is not available on consoles. So I'll take a look at that. But looking into February, we have Tales, the Backbone Preludes coming on the 2nd. Blanc coming on the 14th. That's Switch and PC. Tales of Symphonia Remastered is out on the 17th. Wild Hearts, also out on the 17th. And then Atomic Heart is out on the 21st. I'm sure those are completely different games. They're not at all related. We also have Like a Dragon Ishin coming out on the 21st. Horizon Call of the Mountain alongside the launch of PlayStation VR 2 on the 22nd. Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe arriving on the 24th of February. Octopath Traveler 2 also on the 24th of February. And finally for February, we have Destiny 2 Lightfall, the newest expansion, coming to pretty much everything except for the Switch. And also it says Stadia here. I do not believe it's coming to Stadia because Stadia just, I think it just finished shutting down as of, you know, a couple days ago. So, but Destiny 2 Lightfall will be out on the 28th of February. Before we go, a quick update on the TGI Game Club. Portal 1 has been completed. We had our discussion alongside the launch of the new forum channel in the Discord. I think the new format worked pretty well. I'm looking forward to testing that further with more game clubs to come in 2023. And of course, we're not waiting long because we are doing Portal 2 back-to-back with Portal 1. And the latest milestone discussion was on Sunday, January 22nd, and we were playing up to the start of Chapter 4. As a quick note, I thought Portal 2 had very clear like chapter delineations, but I must have missed the, hey, you're entering Chapter 4, because I played an extra chapter. So keep that in mind when you're playing. Sometimes they're very clear, sometimes they're not, but you can keep an eye on it, because as you complete the game, if you go to new game, you'll have the choice of where you want to start, and it'll show the chapters you've completed. So if you're curious, you can pop in there, but of course, you go a bit further. I think with this game, outside of a few story moments and jokes and, you know, set pieces, really, like, if you play a little bit further ahead, it's not going to derail the conversation. But like I said, I missed the Chapter 4 title card, so maybe pay a bit more attention than I was. But be sure to pop into our Discord to learn more about future milestones, more TGI Game Club games. We have a forum post up for suggestions. So if you have a suggestion, you can throw it in there and I'll pin it. And then we'll have an active list that everyone can kind of, you know, look at and discuss. Just in general, join the conversation, both in general and the Game Club chat. So if you want to do that, you can go to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great couple weeks.